McKinsey is trying to advise some of the biggest companies in the world on productivity without explaining to them how productivity works. Why doesn't McKinsey get it, Francis?
It's pretty straightforward. McKinsey has not figured out the basic future creator rules of information and information management. At Future Creators, we know future creator architecture ground rules and its logical consequences through Rule 8 are straightforward. The velocity of information is always increasing, and faster information is cheaper information. So, as information velocities increase, the cost of information falls. The result is an information cost velocity curve, which has dominated all organization structures through all history. You fall off the curve, you die. Ask the Romans about that one. They've been gone a long time, but if they were around, they could tell you. So, and in fact, ask the people at Digital Equipment Corporation 20 years ago what happened to them, or the people at Compaq not long after. It's all the same. So companies, to survive the information cost velocity curve, must progressively substitute ever cheaper information for other factor inputs like land, labor, and capital. That's all McKinsey needed to tell people, that simple information substitution rate dominates the concept of productivity and dominates, not only that, corporate organization and its ability as an organization to exploit this productivity and, you know, grow jobs, grow exports, grow sales, grow profits, scale, in fact. So McKinsey struggled with this thing, and it just never really got to a clear understanding of what's going on.
You shared an article from the New York Times, "The Economy is Getting Hotter. Is a Productivity Boom Next?" What are some of the highlights of that article that add more to your story?
My impression of that article is just confusion. I read the article and I saw no clear understanding of any of the core principles of how economies scale in the zettabyte space. And, you know, having worked on future creator principles now for close to 40 years, I was surprised to see no clear understanding of what exactly is going on here.
Where McKinsey doesn't get it, Future Creators does. Visit us at future-creators.com for more of our insights. Thanks, Francis.
Thanks, Robert.
So you're ready to ask the biggest question of your life, the only question before that question. How do you find the perfect ring to ask it with? With the incredible selection of diamonds at Jared and our price match guarantee, you can dare to stop searching and find the perfect diamond at a price you'll love. Visit your local Jared store today and dare to be devoted.
We promise to match any price on a like loose certified diamond of the same quality from any other jewelry retailer. See jared.com/pricematch for details.